It's time now for Minds Over Matter, the Bay Area's favorite quiz show. Today, guest moderator Joshua Cosman is joined by two panelists, technical editor Kira Pace and cinematographer and educator Cameron Shaw. And now, here's your host, Joshua Cosman.
Thanks so much, Joanne, and thanks everybody for joining us here this morning on Minds Over Matter. Even in the absence of the great Dana Rodriguez, we're still forging ahead with an hour's worth of questions and answers, questions from us to you, questions from you to us, and all of the various permutations that occur that way. I hope you're having a good weekend so far and that we will make it better by joining us for this hour of fun, given that this is, after all, an audience participation program, which means we need your participation to help us make it happen. And the way you can do that is by calling in with questions and answers. The numbers to call are 415-841-4134. Again, 415-841-4134. We also have a toll-free number that you can call. Traditionally, Dana does a little moment of surprise and astonishment at that news, but it never has seemed anything but expectable to me. The number there is 866-798-8255. Again, that's 866-798-8255 if you want to call us toll free. We have an email address that's a little different today. The usual email, the Gmail address that Dana announces, turns out it's his private personal email address. So great is his personal identification with Minds Over Matter that the Minds Over Matter is actually his own personal email. So we're not going to be using that this week. Instead, if you want to get a hold of us by email, the way to do that is by emailing at mindsovermatter, just mindsovermatter, no numeral following that, if your fingers are sort of automatically going to that, to add that number, which I won't mention, mindsovermatter at kalw.org. It's mindsovermatter at kalw.org. Joanne will forward those to me at such time as she can take a break from her phone duties, and we'll get to those as best we can. If you want to listen to the show, you're probably doing that at on the radio at 91.7 FM or live online at kalw.org. Afterwards, the show will be up in podcast form there on the website, kalw.org. So a panoply, a plethora of ways to reach us and be reached by us this morning. Having said all that, we're going to do a round of introductions and then a round of questions. And the first is, it is the end of the world as we know it. And Kira Pace feels, well, fremdshaman mostly.
That's right. I know that oligarchy was the most looked up word last week, but yeah, maybe this week we can make it fremdshaman, from the German, who always have great words for stuff. Cameron Shaw would like to thank David Lynch for creating the single most terrifying image she has ever seen on a screen, one which lives rent-free in her mind at all times, and also, of course, for all the crazy stories over the years. So is the most terrifying image from a movie?
No, it's from Twin Peaks. There's a wide shot in Twin Peaks where the bad guy crawls over a couch, and it's the scariest thing I've ever seen. So, all right. And our guest moderator, Joshua Cosman, is honored to be filling Dana Rodriguez's shoes this morning. The socks, not so much.
Indeed. And that is us. And we'll start the questioning as is traditional with the one and only Kira Pace.
All right. I am going to describe some things that an Oscar-winning actor has done. I want you to tell me the Oscar-winning actor that did it.
Great.
So I have a few of these. Number one. Where is number one? I found it. Number one worked as a bricklayer and a mortuary cosmetologist in Berkeley. Number two, described floating near the ceiling above her own body in a TV commercial for the Time Life book series Mysteries of the Unknown. Number three, appeared on Nixon's original enemies list. Number four, co-wrote Richie Havens' anti-war folk song, Handsome Johnny. Number five, starred as It Girl Lisa in a commercial for MTV's My Super Sweet 16. Number six, worked in a traveling circus while a teenager as a lion tamer. Number seven, did drag in the music video for Jenny Lewis's Just One of the Guys. Number eight, lent his voice and likeness to and was fully motion captioned for the PlayStation 4 horror video game Until Dawn. Number, I forget,
Nine.
nine, hunted armadillos for a Texas country club. And the last one is played the sexy corpse love interest in a Tom Petty video. So I'll read these quickly one more time, and then I will let you guys have one or two. So the first is worked as both a bricklayer and a mortuary cosmetologist in Berkeley. Number two, described floating near the ceiling above her own body in a TV commercial for the Time Life book series Mysteries of the Unknown. Number three appeared on Nixon's original enemies list. That is the one, the original one before it was expanded to contain many actors and producers and directors, among other people. Number four co-wrote Richie Havens' anti-war folk song "Handsome Johnny." Number five starred as It Girl Lisa in a commercial for MTV's My Super Sweet 16. Number six worked in a traveling circus while a teenager as a lion tamer. Number seven did drag in the music video for Jenny Lewis's Just One of the Guys. Number eight lent his voice and likeness to and was fully motion captioned for the PlayStation 4 horror video game Until Dawn. Number nine hunted armadillos for a Texas country club. And number 10 played the sexy corpse love interest in a Tom Petty video. Who are these
Wow.
Oscar-winning actors?
Oh, these are all Oscar winning.
Yes,
Okay.
these are not the nominated, or they were not
And
only nominated. All of these have won an acting Oscar,
what, including supporting?
including supporting.
Okay.
Great. So this is a great list. And before we start answering questions, I just want to know from my own personal knowledge, how many of these, Kira, did you know going, like you just knew these things because you're Kira? Or did you do, you
These
must
are
have done
the
some
things
research.
I know.
You knew all of these without research?
I think I re let's see. Three of these I did not know before looking, and the rest of these I think I did know. Yes.
And
Three and seven.
that's why we love you. All right, Cameron, what do you got?
I have a guess and then one that I think I know. Am I allowed to do both?
I suppose yes.
Or is okay.
Why not?
Okay, is the floating above her body one Elizabeth Taylor?
No.
Ah, okay. And then I think that the Tom Petty sexy corpse video is Kim Basinger.
That is correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Last
That's the one
Dance
I
with
was
Mary
pretty
sure of.
Jane.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a good video.
It is
Okay.
an excellent video.
This is what I get for letting you go first. That's the only one
Sorry.
that, no, that's okay. I mean, it seems like it's the only one you knew either. That's the only one I've got.
I have a
I
couple
was,
other guesses,
oh,
but
go right
that's,
ahead.
well,
Go, because I
do you
got
know?
nothing.
Okay.
I was sitting here thinking just, strike out, strike out, strike out.
Well,
And
as a
then you
clue,
got to Mary Jane. Yeah.
Josh, just as a clue, in case you'd like to take a wild guess, I will say that hunting armadillos for a Texas country club is on brand and a little bit low-hanging fruit.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, Matthew McConaughey.
Who else could it be?
Yeah, okay, thank you. Okay.
That's all right.
I wish we had a we don't have a bell. I'm sorry.
An early job for him. He worked at
Ding.
a golf course, and at some point it was overtaken by armadillos, so it was his job to hunt them, is my understanding.
Great.
That's a story
So
I've been told.
Armadillo Hunter is
Armadillo.
Matthew McConaughey. All right, what else we got? Take another
Okay.
guess.
I'm gonna guess too for the mocap. This is just the mocap guy. I don't think he's won an Oscar, but is it Andy Serkis?
No.
No,
That's an
he's just.
excellent guess. I know why you did that because he is the most motion captured
Yeah,
person,
or
but no.
what about Doug Jones? I don't
No.
think he's won an Oscar either.
No, no.
No.
And these
Okay.
are all acting Oscars.
Right. But he, well, I mean, okay. That's a different conversation.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. These are the Oscar for best actor, best actress, best supporting actor,
Supporting it.
best
Yeah.
supporting actress.
Yeah.
So,
Okay.
while there's acting involved in other categories that can win, the Oscar winners on my list won
Or not.
those
Sure.
awards. Okay.
Okay. I don't even know
Well,
if I wrote all those down, so
I was struggling to, well,
yeah.
read them through and we'll leave them out for people to call in.
Okay. The ones we have left are worked as both a bricklayer and a mortuary cosmetologist in Berkeley, described floating near the ceiling above her own body in a TV commercial for the Time Life book series Mysteries of the Unknown. Appeared on Nixon's original enemies list. That was the original list of 20. Co-wrote Richie Havens' anti-war folk song, Handsome Johnny. Starred as It Girl Lisa in a commercial for MTV's My Super Sweet 16. Worked in a traveling circus while a teenager as a lion tamer. Did drag in the music video for Jenny Lewis's Just One of the Guys. And lent his voice and likeness to and was fully motion captured for the PlayStation 4 horror video game Until Dawn. So those are the eight we have left.
Great. Before we move on, I want to make one more guess. Is Nixon's enemies list, did that include Sidney Poitier?
Oh. I'm trying to think. I don't think I even saw him in the expanded one.
Okay.
But no, not
Seems
Sidney
like
Poitier.
the kind of guy that Nixon would hate. All right. Well, good. A good list, and we'll see what people come up with. Cameron, why don't you take a question and then we'll go to a call.
Okay, well, at the risk of being very similar to Kira, I also have a list of Oscar nominated actors.
Whoa.
But it is not as writing intensive, I will say. So, what I'm looking for is these are all Oscar nominated actors who have only been nominated once for either supporting or a lead role. I'm going to give you the actor, and I'm wondering if you can name the film that they were nominated for.
So
Sound
none of
good?
these won?
No, one of them won.
Okay.
The one nominated, I'll tell you when they won. Or maybe I won't. I'm gonna leave it to mystery. All right, so I have Harvey Keitel, Tilda Swinton, Alan Alda, Dennis Hopper, Jeremy Irons, Lauren Bacall, and Stanley Tucci. So again, these are all actors who have been nominated for one acting Academy Award. In my opinion, I would have guessed that they'd all been nominated for more. That's where I got this question. So I'm going to read them again. Harvey Keitel, Tilda Swinton, Alan Alda, Dennis Hopper, Jeremy Irons, Lauren Bacall, and Stanley Tucci. Can you tell me what film they were nominated for? And the only one that it's a lead performance is Jeremy Irons.
Yeah. Kira?
No, it's I have blanked on the name of the movie, the Jeremy Irons movie, and he's the one who won.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes.
And reversal of fortune.
Oh, thank
Yes,
you.
Reversal of Fortune. Good.
Right, in which he plays Klaus Bart.
Von
No,
Bülow.
Cal
Von
Klaus
Bülow.
von Bülow.
Yeah.
I believe. So I have a couple of guess. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to step on you. You got to take another one, or?
Oh, I'm still thinking.
All
It
right.
would be dead air
So,
if you left it to me. So please
okay. So
think away.
I'm pretty sure Alan Alda was nominated for an Oscar for Crimes and Misdemeanors.
No.
Not Crimes and Misdemeanors, then. The other Woody Allen. The Woody
It
Allen. No, that is the Woody Allen movie where he plays the brother-in-law. It's Crimes and Misdemeanors. And
is.
he wasn't nominated for that. Okay.
No.
Then
Was
I'm
it
wrong.
another? I wonder if it was another Woody Allen, because that's what I was thinking. I was going down the list. I'm like, okay, he was in Manhattan Murder Mystery, and there's no way it could be that. And I couldn't remember what other ones he was in besides those two, but I think there's another one.
It is not a Woody Allen movie. He is in my favorite Woody Allen movie, which is Everyone Says I Love You, but
Wow.
it is not. I know,
You
quite a
said a
claim.
mouthful. I'm pretty sure that Lauren Bacall, Against All Odds, was nominated for an Oscar for The Mirror Has Two Faces.
Yes, excellent. Gosh, who would have thought, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was her only nomination. Although she did get a Lifetime Achievement Award, I believe, later. So good
Was
job on that.
Dennis Hopper, was Dennis Hopper in Easy Rider?
He was an Easy Rider.
Was he nominated
It
for
is
Easy
not
Rider?
Easy Rider. No, I
Okay.
think Easy Rider took the world by storm, but maybe not with awards.
All right. I
Okay.
feel like I should at least know S Tilda Swinton, and I don't.
Chris is guess Chris by email is guessing that Harvey Keitel was nominated for an appear for his performance in Bad Lieutenant. Does that sound right to you?
It may, but he was not nominated for it. Are we talking the Nicolas
Port of
Cage
call?
Port of Call New Orleans, that Bad
I
Lieutenant?
think he was the original Bad Lieutenant,
He
wasn't
may
he?
have been the original, but I haven't seen
That's
the
my rec I,
original.
that I, that's the only one I've seen. That was
That's
definitely him.
not what I have. Oh, and
Okay.
I
Sorry.
did double check all of
Sorry,
these
Chris.
because,
Okay.
can I
yeah.
guess just, I mean, Pulp Fiction seems reasonable, but probably he wasn't in it enough, but I'll still guess it. Pulp Fiction for Harvey Keitel.
It is not Pulp Fiction.
Yeah. People are sending in guesses by email without an indication of what the question is. So if you do send
Okay.
a if you do send a question a guess, please let us know. Carlton guessing Shirley MacLaine, but I don't know what for.
My guess is floating near the ceiling above her own body, and assuming that's correct, that is not the answer.
Okay. Sorry, Carlton. Ellen sends a guess by email that the bricklayer cosmetologist in Berkeley is Whoopi Goldberg.
I'm sorry, who guessed that?
Ellen.
Ellen is correct. Whoopi Goldberg lived in
Wow.
Berkeley,
Well done.
made up corpses and laid some bricks.
Good.
Nice job. Amazing.
And one more guess by email. Chris is guessing Marlon Brando for something or other. Are any of the actors on your list Marlon Brando? Here.
Maybe Nixon's enemies list.
Maybe. But Marlon Brando is not on my list
No.
anywhere.
Okay. Well, given all that, let's go to a call. Hello, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that me?
That's
Great.
you.
Wow. First call,
Who's this?
Tom in Southern California.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, everybody. Well, I'm going to try to destroy your question, Cameron.
Yes,
So, Harvey
uh-oh. Did I
Keitel,
not
was
fact
he
check?
in? No,
Sorry, go
no.
ahead.
I'm just going to try to take them all. Alan Alda, I think, was at The Aviator.
He played Owen Brewster in The Aviator in 2004. Good job. That was
And
his
Dennis Hopper.
nomination.
That's
Yes.
right.
Yeah.
Dennis Hopper for Hoosiers, I think.
Yes,
Right,
absolutely.
for the assistant coach,
Yep.
Hoosiers.
Yep.
Stanley Tucci, Devil Wears Prada.
No,
Oh, that was
ooh,
my guess
that's a
too.
great guess. Yeah, but it is not The Devil Wears Prada.
And Harvey Keitel for the piano.
No, that's also a great guess. It is not
Oh,
The Piano.
all of them. Okay, well, I won't
Well, you
take the
got two.
guesses. Oh, and
Great.
Tilda Swinton, I'll guess at Michael Clayton. I don't know
It
if
is
that's right.
Michael Clayton.
You want to?
Yes,
Oh, it is.
excellent.
Oh,
Yes.
excellent.
She played
Great
the
movie. My favorite.
businesswoman lady. Yeah.
Yeah, the corporate person.
Yeah.
Geez, I didn't have a quick question, but well, since we talked about Hoosiers, you got Gene Hackman. Can you tell me what his last TV or movie appearance was?
Welcome to Mooseport.
I was gonna say.
Oh, that's it. Well, that's his last movie, but he made a TV appearance
Oh.
after that.
Oh, did he do narration for something?
No, he was on a show as himself.
Oh, as himself.
Not a scripted show.
Huh.
Oh, wait, you said not a scripted
Not a
show?
scripted
So is
show.
this a talk show
That's
then?
correct. Nope.
Not
More of a
scripted.
food type show.
A food type
Was he on
show?
Hot Ones?
No.
Because that would be
I would
amazing.
love to
I
see
would
it.
watch that episode.
Okay,
No,
was
no.
he like a guest judge on something?
No, he showed up. It's on a show that doesn't normally have, famous guests on it.
Interesting.
Okay, so we have a food
Kind of a
show that does not
travel
usually
show
have
too.
guests.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what
Sometimes they
else did
do, but very rarely it's not
Oh.
there.
Okay, is
And
it
it's
a
hosted by a
cooking?
very famous person
Is it a cooking
who is,
instruction show?
no, not really. Kind of, but not really.
Huh.
Parodied on Saturday Night Live. At least the host.
Was it an
He's a
Anthony
Bay Area
Bourdain?
product.
Bay
No.
Area is not, let's see. Yan Can Cook was out of here, but not that.
No,
What?
I think that's too much time. It is Diners, Drive-ins, and Dives with Guy
Oh.
Fieri.
Huh.
He was on
Who knew?
he yeah, probably I think it was in 2014 or 2015.
Okay.
And he appeared in a Taos, or I think either Taos or Santa Fe restaurant that he really liked, and he loves Guy Fieri, so he apparently was he's in the show, in the restaurant, talking to Guy about how why he loves it.
Wow.
All
Very
right.
kind of interesting. All right.
Great.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Sorry about the
Thanks so much.
convolution. Take care. Great show. Bye.
Thank
Thanks so
you.
much. If you're just joining us, we are, of course, Minds Over Matter here on KALW, the Bay Area's public radio station, one of them anyway, and live online at KALW.org. I'm Joshua Cosman, sitting in as moderator for Dana Rodriguez, who is off this week doing do-gooder goods. And with me in the virtual studio is our technical editor Kira Pace and cinematographer and educator Cameron Shaw. We're sitting here waiting to take your questions and answers on the usual round of subjects. And the way to join us is by calling in, especially calling in this week because the email connection is a little wonkier than usual. So please give us a call. The numbers are 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134 or toll free at 866-798-8255. Again, toll free number is 866-798-8255. If you do want to give us a question or an answer by email, the way to do it this week is not with the usual Gmail address that you may be used to, but rather with Minds Over Matter, no digit, no number, no nothing, mindsovermatter@kalw.org, and we'll try and get those on the air as quickly as we can. Speaking of which, we have a guest from Rita who says she thinks that the teenage lion tamer might well have been Burt Lancaster. What do you say, Kira?
Not Burt
He
Lancaster.
has lion tamer energy, though, you got to admit.
Yes. I'm not saying that Burt Ca Lancaster never was a lion tamer. What I'm saying is that somebody else definitely was a lion tamer.
Okay, fair enough. And we did have one guess, which is right but wrong. Someone was guessing Dennis Hopper, which, as we know, was for Hoosiers, but they sent in the guess Hoop Dreams, which, of course, is
Ah, similar.
the similar basketball theme, but that's the documentary. But that's close enough to give her a halfway
Ding.
bell. Halfway bell. All right. Well, I had a bunch of movie questions queued up too, but I think we're going movie heavy today. So let's ask
Okay.
you about this
Okay.
instead. There have been four authors over the years who have won the Pulitzer Prize for fiction twice. Who were they? And if you can name either or both of the books in question, remember that the Pulitzer Prize for fiction is given for a specific novel rather than, or could be short stories too, a specific book rather than, a lifetime achievement like the Nobel. So these are the four authors who have won the Pulitzer twice for fiction. Who were they, and what were the books, if you can, or one or two of the books that won the prize?
Okay. I think I can think about this a bit and maybe get one, but I'm gonna just off the top of my head guess Colson Whitehead. Did he? I know he won
Well
for Nickel
done.
Boys. Is
Yes,
that one of them?
exactly.
And
Yes,
Underground Railroad was the
and
first.
Underground Railroad.
Okay.
Okay,
Well,
cool.
that's
Nice job.
yes, well done. Nice team effort. Yes, Colson Whitehead, the most
Whitehead.
recent of the four to have won, one for the
Twice.
Underground Railroad in 2017 and the Nickel Boys 3 years later in 2020.
That was not a team effort. That was just Cameron.
Well,
Oh, okay. All right.
but you supplied the Underground Railroad one, so
Yeah.
thank you for that.
Good. And the nice thing about the four is that they're spread out very nicely in time, from the very
Okay.
beginning years of the prize to, as we saw, the most recent ones.
Okay.
How about
So,
Steinbeck?
good guess, but not correct.
Okay.
But
Okay.
certainly one of them is in that generation of American writers.
Oh, was it one of the Sinclairs of the Upton Sinclair Lewis?
No, they each won one.
Okay.
And then
Together they've won
right.
two. Okay.
But no, that's not correct.
Upton
So
Sinclair Lewis.
let's see, if you have a question or an answer for one of the questions that we have, this would be a good time to call in. Let's go to a call now and see who's on the line. Hi, you're on Minds
Okay.
Over Matter.
That's me.
Hi.
Are you ready? Okay.
Who's this, Peter?
Yes.
Hi, Peter.
Okay. Hello.
We're
Hi.
ready.
Hi. Are you ready?
Yes.
What civil rights leaders of the 1960s have complete initials that are in uninterrupted reverse alphabetical order beginning with the letter M?
There's more than one?
Very
Oh,
good. But
I
that's
thought you
why I
said.
asked. That's why I
Oh.
asked all these things. What civil rights leaders of the 1960s have complete initials that are in reverse? What did I say?
Yeah. Well, Martin Luther King
Yeah.
Jr. is the classic example, but I can't hear whether you're
Yes,
saying,
yes. Martin
is there
Luther
another
King.
one?
Yeah, Martin, and I'm glad you included Junior because it does
Yeah.
go to J.
Yes.
MLK J, JKLMNOP. There is another.
With the same in with starting with M again.
No, and the
No,
key
you
thing,
said.
yes, starting with M, but that's why I had to include the word complete initials.
Complete initials. Okay. So
Now,
So.
that was good why you did MLK J, but there's someone else where
Yeah.
complete. Think of who you want to think about. Who's what's your instinct to think of who?
Malcolm
Malcolm
X.
X,
That's
but
it.
Oh, Malcolm Little is
Oh,
his
yes.
birth name. Is there
Do it.
more?
Yes.
Malcolm
That's
Little.
ML.
I don't know. How
And
do you get
that's
the
why I
K?
said complete.
Okay.
He has no middle name.
Oh, okay.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Right? So
Mal
you go ML.
interesting, interesting.
Isn't that interesting? He's just Malcolm Little, no middle name. And do you know why he changed it to Malcolm X?
Oh, makes more of a statement for sure.
It was
A
a
doubt.
statement, X, and I think it was different than the person who changed Twitter to X. But X, no, I know why he did it. X. Why did he? What statement did he make by changing his last name to X?
I think that Little was the was basically had come to him as the name of a slaveholder, whoever was the owner of his ancestors.
That's right. To make a break with that slave connection. He was
Yeah.
an assertion of independence.
Got it.
All right,
Boy.
good. Well, thanks so much, Peter. Good to hear from
Okay.
you as always. Take care.
Okay, take care. Thanks.
Kira, you want to bring a second question in?
All right. A kangaroo word is a word that contains all the letters of one of sorry, one of its synonyms or constituents. And these letters may not be consecutive, but they are in order. For example, the word precipitation includes the letter R or the letters RAIN in that order, and rain is a type of precipitation. And in this case, we can refer to rain as a Joey word. So
Oh gosh. Okay.
I am going to give you a kangaroo word. I want you to tell me its Joey word. So I have a few of these, just single words to write down. And again, these are kangaroo words, and within them will be Joey words, which are words or letters that in order spell one of its synonyms or constituents. So
Okay.
let's see. Scroll down there. Okay, here are the ones I have. Brackets, BRACKETS, brackets. The next word is charisma. The next word is encourage. Number four is exhausted. Number five, fabrication. Number six, gigantic. Number seven is illuminated. Number eight is indolent. Number nine, let's do raunchy. And number 10, stalking.
Stalking like a creepy
OC or
person.
AL? Okay. Ah,
STOCKING.
okay. Good.
Okay. Okay.
Sorry, I
So
just, so I'll
charisma.
just read them again
Okay.
real quick. Brackets, charisma, encourage, exhausted, fabrication, gigantic, illuminated, indolent, raunchy, and stalking.
Okay. So charisma is charm.
That's right.
Okay.
The letter CHARM in that order in charisma. Charisma's Joey word is charm.
Okay, it's the only one I have at the moment.
Well, stocking is sock.
Stocking does
Okay,
have
good,
stock in it.
good.
That is correct.
And fabrication is fiction.
Yep, fabrication has fiction.
Good.
True.
And there's one that's holding out on me here. So I'm trying to get that. But in the
Well,
meantime, we'll go ahead.
is illuminate, I mean, this is illuminated lumen, but that's spelled wrong, so that doesn't work.
No.
Yeah, that's not it.
Okay, that's lumen with an E, and that doesn't
You
work
want to look
either.
for a much shorter word than that.
Yeah.
All right. So I will read them one more time. Actually, I'll let Josh get one more, and then I will read what's left over.
Sure. Exhausted is used.
Oh,
good.
Exhausted is
Good.
used.
Yeah.
All right, so the
Yeah.
words that we have left, again, these are kangaroo words, looking for their Joey words. The ones we have left are brackets, encourage, gigantic, illuminated, indolent, and raunchy.
Joanne is guessing urge for encourage.
Yes, the
Good.
Joey
So
word
give Joanne
to
a bell. Ding.
ding. Encourage is urge, that is correct.
Great. All right. If you know the answer to those or any of the other questions that are floating around, please give us a call. Again, real quick, 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Let's take a call right now, shall we? Hello, you're on Minds Over
Hardly.
Matter. Hi. Hello.
This is Chan at Berkeley.
Hi, Chen. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you today?
We're doing just
With
great.
regard to
Give
your
us some
question,
answers.
good. Yeah, with regard to your question about the actor on Nixon's original enemies list, the name Jane Fonda just exploded my head. Is it right?
So that's actually, I thought that guess would come up so much earlier. And she is on the expanded list, as is Burt Lancaster, who was mentioned for something else earlier, but not the original enemies list.
Wow.
Good
I
guess, though.
see. I see. Interesting.
It's an excellent
Well,
guess, though.
I do have a question for you, and don't think me snarky because I've been listening to your program for about as long as it's been on the air.
And
KALW website claims that you're the Bay Area's favorite quiz show, and certainly mine. But isn't it also the case that you're the Bay Area's only quiz show?
It makes it easier on us.
We're big fish in a small pond.
Exactly so.
And no offense intended, because you're terrific.
Thanks so much. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And another call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Hi, I'm Chris in San Francisco, and I have a few guesses.
Go ahead.
Hi. For the Pulitzer Prize, is it Philip Roth?
No, that's a great guess. He only won once, actually, for American Pastoral.
Okay.
But go ahead.
Oh, and for the Harvey Keitel, was it for Thelma and Louise?
Not Thelma and Louise. Good guess.
I was pretty sure about that. For the Lion Tamer, was it Joaquin Phoenix?
It was not, but the first name you gave is very similar to the last name I have.
I can't guess that.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Then, wait. Yeah, go ahead.
And for the enemies list, is it Paul Newman?
Yes, Paul Newman was on the original enemies list. The Academy Award winning actors who would be on the expanded list include Gregory Peck, Barbara Streisand, Jane Fonda, and Burt Lancaster. But Paul Newman on the original list, nice job.
Okay, well, at least I got one of them anyway. I was pretty sure I had all of them, but all right, thanks.
All right, thanks for calling in. It's a little world. Past halfway point, so this is the traditional time when we recap everything that's still out there. Why don't you start, Kira?
Okay. I've described some things that an Oscar-winning actor has done, and I want you to tell me the Oscar-winning actor who did it. The ones we have left are described floating near the ceiling above her own body in a TV commercial for the Time Life book series Mysteries of the Unknown. Co-wrote Richie Havens' anti-war folk song, Handsome Johnny. Starred as It Girl Lisa in a commercial for MTV's My Super Sweet 16. Worked as a traveling circus while a teenager as a lion tamer. Did drag in the music video for Jenny Lewis's Just One of the Guys. And lent his voice and likeness to and was fully motion captured for the PlayStation 4 horror video game Until Dawn. Also, I've given you some kangaroo words, which is a word that contains all the letters of one of its synonyms or constituents. So the kangaroo words I have left are brackets, gigantic, illuminated, indolent, and raunchy. I'm looking for their Joey words.
I have two guesses on those. Should I guess them? Okay. Brackets, is it braces?
Brackets is braces.
Okay. And then indolent is idle?
Indolent is idle. Okay. That's correct. So the ones we have left for that are gigantic, illuminated, and raunchy. Okay.
And in the meantime, I'm going to break in and say that over email, Chris has written in to say that the Joey word for gigantic is giant.
That is correct.
So we're down to fewer than we had thought.
So the ones we have left for that are illuminated and raunchy.
Exactly.
Great. Great.
Okay.
Okay. So I am looking for actors who were only nominated for one Academy Award. I am looking for what film they were nominated for. The ones we have out are Harvey Keitel, who is proving to be very hard to pin down. Harvey Keitel and Stanley Tucci. That's it.
Okay. And I'm looking for the four authors who have won the Pulitzer Prize for fiction twice in the course of their career. One was Colson Whitehead, which we got for The Underground Railroad and The Nickel Boys. There are three others spread very widely across the century plus that the prize has been in operation. So if you know any of those, give us a ring. I think it's your turn for a new question, Cameron.
Okay. What is the largest non-woody plant in the world? So it's not a tree, basically. That's what non-woody means.
And is it are we talking about a genus of plant or a specific plant?
Is a specific plant. If you guessed the general type, I would give it to you.
Isn't there like a big fungal colony that is as big as Pennsylvania or something?
But fungus is not a plant.
You're right, it's not.
What about bamboo?
It is not bamboo. Grows higher than bamboo. The biggest version of this plant. There are smaller versions of it.
Right. What? I don't even know.
Unchecked fern.
No, not a fern.
I thought I knew some plants, and I can suddenly not think of any.
I'm sure you do know some plants. Don't worry.
Just gardenias. That's about it.
What about like a saguaro or something?
That's a great guess. It's not a saguaro cactus.
Joanne is wondering whether it's a giant agave.
No.
Or a gigantic agave, to use the kangaroo term. No.
No.
Well, you've stumped us into silence.
I will say it's a little tricky. It's something that people may think of as a tree, but is not a tree, technically.
Okay.
So we can leave that out if we're...
All right.
Yeah. I'm going to read it again real quick.
Please.
What is the largest non-woody plant in the world? So it is something that people tend to think of as a tree, but it is not a tree, which is what the non-woody means.
Got it. We are getting some email guesses. Rita says for illuminated, how about lit?
Rita is correct.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. And Patience says indolent. For indolent, she has idle.
Patience is correct.
And for raunchy, she has racy.
Yes. And that takes care of the list.
That's the one I couldn't get. All right.
Good job.
Good. And let's see. Should we go for a call?
Yes.
How about mine? How are you? Hello, you're on Minds Over Matter. Sorry
Good
about
morning.
That. Hi.
Good morning. This is Eid. How are you?
Oh, hi, Eid.
So,
how are you?
I have a couple of very good questions. All elements in our body made inside stars, except one. Well, you know, stars make most elements, except one was made in the Big Bang. Fine. Which one?
Say that again. All the elements in
all
our body.
All elements in our body made inside stars. Like the sun or other stars.
Yeah.
Except one which was made at the moment of Big Bang.
Gosh.
Hydrogen?
Yes, you are. Hydrogen. Hydrogen it is. Okay. It takes light from the center of the sun to the surface of the sun. No, it takes light from the surface of the sun to Earth 8 minutes. How long does it take from the center of the sun to the surface of the sun? I give you a choice. Let me give you a choice. 10 minutes, 10,000 years, 70,000 years. Very good.
Well, I was actually going to guess 10,000 because I never remember this number, but you say 70,000 and that's a much weirder number. So I'm going to guess that.
Yeah, 70,000.
Wow.
Very quick question. Yeah, we live in a very strange universe. Very good question about ancient Egypt. Which man built the Step Pyramid? He also said, his famous say, was taken later on by other philosophers, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we shall die. Very famous, very famous. His name was mentioned in many mummies movies.
Who built the pyramids?
Him. Say it again.
Oh, Imhotep?
Imhotep, yes, he was a great man. 4,670 years ago, this man had far better brain than most people that we know. By the way, I guess for him as well. Very, very, very last question. What is the origin of the word testify? When you go to court and testify, what is the origin? It has a history. Do you know what the history of that?
Yes, you swear on your testicles.
Yeah.
What is the origin? Okay, so when the Greeks went to ancient Egypt, they loved everything, except one thing, that women were treated equally. mentioned he has the right to
testify,
own property, to sell, and to even testify in court. When the Greeks did not like that, so before the Bible was invented, only men could go to court. Women in ancient Egypt could go to court, but only men in ancient Greece could go to court. And instead of holding the Bible, because the Bible did not exist to them, they held one.
Yeah.
Good.
Makes sense.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling. Good questions as always. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Could it be us in Albany?
Why, it is you.
Hi yes. there. Yes, Danny and Sandra. All right, here we go.
Okay.
We just got totally sniped on all those kangaroos. Yeah, we had them, but what's
that? And we got sniped on Paul Newman, too, but my favorite thing about that is that he said that was his greatest achievement, being on Nick.
Wonderful, wonderful.
All right. Sandra has the microphone. So
I think I know the Harvey Keitel. I think I do, which has always been a total head-scratcher to me. I think it's Bugsy.
Bugsy, yes.
Yeah. He played Binkster, which all those words together in a sentence are just so wrong. So,
he played Mickey Cohen in Bugsy. Good job, 1991.
And was nominated for an Oscar.
Yeah, above all his other movies.
Wow.
All the other choices, and it was Bugsy.
Yeah, what a world. All right, here's a gimme, I think, for you, Josh.
Go ahead.
Who wrote his first popular song in 1899 and also performed on Saturday Night Live?
Wow.
1899?
Wrote his first song in
1899. A little asterisk that you can't see from here is that he didn't actually publish it until later, but he did write it in 1899.
Huh. And performed on Saturday Night Live. All right, so let's do the math. The earliest he can...
It was 1979. He performed on Saturday Night Live.
Wow. Right. Oh, George Burns.
Great guess. No.
Oh. Okay. You had me there. Was he the musical guest on Saturday Night Live?
He sure was.
Was he the standalone musical guest?
I have no idea. I don't really recall. I vaguely recall that I was young and probably stoned in 1929.
Because it was Irving Berlin and the Vaudeville Five. So 1979, we have a musical guest who wrote a song in 1899 as a small child.
Or
presumably.
Presumably, yeah.
Usually he was 12 or 13 when he wrote it. Yeah.
Wow.
So a 90-year-old performer.
Why can't we get this? This is
on Saturday. Is it a country song by any chance?
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's ragtime.
Ragtime.
Did you be Blake?
UB Blake. Ding 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 ding.
UB Blake was on Saturday Night Live. That is just astonishing.
Isn't that wonderful? Wonderful.
That is great.
You can. I think it's the fourth or fifth season. Yeah, you can probably still find it out there.
All right.
I was gonna say that's one for YouTube.
That's great.
One other really really quickie here. The origin of the lovely phrase "strong like horse, smart like tractor" is actually credited to a particular person at a particular time on a particular TV show. Who would that be?
I've never heard that expression. Say it again.
Yeah, it's part of our personal lexicon.
I've heard it. Strong like horse, smart like tractor. I've also heard it as strong like horse, smart like school bus, but apparently, originally it's tractor. All right.
No?
You know it or you don't, so I'm not going to leave you.
Go ahead.
Who is it?
I was going to guess, like, just because of the broken English, is it the Lone Ranger, like, or Tonto on the Lone Ranger?
I live for the day that I can see that episode. No, that would be great. No, okay, it was actually Hans Conried, and he was playing the character of Uncle Two News on the Danny Thomas show.
Oh goodness!
So and I thought everybody knew Strong Like Horse from Light Tractor.
No, that's
no, your,
that's,
never that, heard that.
That's you guys' private kink.
I'm so happy to have been able to infect the entire Bay Area with that.
The Bay Area's favorite
call-in show. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Beautiful. All right. Thanks so much for calling.
All right. Fun.
Yeah. Favorite slash
pleasure. While we were chatting, we got a couple more email guesses. Sarah says she thinks that Stanley Tucci might have been nominated for Big Night.
No, not for Big Night.
I didn't think that was.
Yeah, I will say this is weirdly not a movie I associate him with, even though he was very good in it. I don't know if that's a hint at all, but.
All right. Donald wonders whether the co-author of the I had this thought too, but I didn't act on it. The co-author of the song Kira was might have been Kris Kristofferson.
Oh, that is a good guess, but incorrect. But
I don't know that he was ever an Oscar winner.
An Academy Award winner. Yeah, I'm
not
sure.
I don't know. And we have several guesses for the non-woody plant, including a few bamboos and a couple of kelps.
Oh, kelp is an interesting guess. It is not kelp or bamboo. I will say kelp is interesting. I don't know that this includes ocean-going plants. I don't know that we've surveyed the entire ocean enough to really know what the largest ocean-going plant is. Ocean-growing, I should say. This is an earth-bound plant.
Okay. I have got only big list questions left. So with 10 minutes left in the show, does either of you have a quickie that we should throw in here at this point?
Sure. No, go ahead, Kira.
What celebrity has DJed using the name DJ Big Driss?
DJ Big
Driss.
Spell that.
D-R-I-I-S.
D-R-I-I-S. So it's someone Dutch? Is what you're telling us?
I'm telling you that this person's DJ name is DJ Big Driss.
Okay.
So it's somebody presumably large and maybe Driss.
I was going to guess whether the weird letters suggested it was an anagram, but I can't make it.
Oh, it's an anagram. How about Idris Elba?
Idris Elba is that's correct.
Good job.
It is an anagram. Good job.
All right.
Another team effort.
All right. Can we take another call? Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Connie from Florida. I have a couple quick questions for you. Hi.
Go ahead.
And camera may sweep them, but I've been thinking a lot about the Gen Alpha slang versus me as a Gen Xer slang. I'm going to give you a couple quick definitions, and can you tell me what the Gen Alpha word is? And I'll start with the word of the year last year, which means general term for spending too much time online watching low quality content.
It's
a term, actually. It's not a word.
Netflix and chill?
No.
Okay. Anybody
have any idea? Because I can move through them quickly if you guys don't have any idea.
I don't, unless it's not goblin mode, is it?
No, it's
what about doom scrolling?
No, it's brain rot.
Brain rot.
Okay, give us another one.
Okay, another one real quick is a slang term used to express strong excitement, surprise, or admiration.
General.
Seems like there are a lot of those. Woohoo.
Nope, this is specific to Gen Alpha. You will not hear this from somebody generally who's not Gen Alpha.
Don't know.
Gen Alpha is in high school currently, correct? Or are they in middle school?
Gen Alpha was born, I think, in 2010, I think, started being born.
Wow.
What do they say? What are the kids saying? Tell us.
Okay, the word is GYAT, spelled G-Y-A-T, GYAT. I'll give you one more, and this is many uses. I'll give you the most common usage. Usually means a popular, dominant, independent leader, usually male, or someone who's cool or self-sufficient.
Hmm.
And I'll give you a hint. It has something to do with the name of their generation.
Yeah, so is this is Alpha?
No, it's Alfie? Another Greek letter.
Oh.
Oh, I think God. It's a letter. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a letter. It's Sigma.
Sigma.
What is that? Why would
you? Yeah.
That's.
Do you have an explanation?
I'm not Gen Alpha. I have no reasons as to why.
Okay.
Interesting.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. We have another call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Me?
Yes. Hi. How are you?
I'm good. This is Robin in Alameda. I wanted to answer the biggest plant would be a palm.
It is not a palm. I believe palms are technically trees, but
technically
can't.
They're plants. Actually, okay. Because I used to, we owned a tree service and that's how we ruined a lot of chainsaws.
okay.
And I wanted to know if anybody knew the origin of the word deadline.
Yeah, it has to do with the place where if you go past it, they shoot you if you're a prisoner of war.
Oh.
Isn't that right?
It was from the Civil War. Yes, because they didn't have enough fencing or something to watch everyone. So they would just shoot them if they went over the line.
Yeah.
Well, lovely.
Lovely. Anyway, I love your show.
Thanks so much. And thanks for calling
about
in.
The plant. Okay. Thanks.
Okay.
I'm concerned now that she'll disagree with this answer to the plant. We'll see.
Let's go to another call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Bernie in Berkeley.
Hi, Bernie.
Yeah, I'm calling about the tallest plant. I've had two guesses. One, which I think is pretty dang tall, but might not be on the list, is poison oak, which climbs up redwood trees.
Oh, interesting. I don't know if climbing plants really would fall into the right category, but no, it is not poison oak. I like that. I like how you're thinking about it, though.
Yeah, and then the other one, I'm not sure, again, it's called the baobab tree. Is that actual tree?
That is actually a tree, as far as I'm aware. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for guessing.
All right. Bye-bye. Joanne is signaling me that it's time to clean up, and we did leave a lot of unanswered questions, so let's go through them. Kira, what do you got?
All right. She described floating near the ceiling above her own body in a TV commercial for the Time Life book series Mysteries of the Unknown. This was a, at this point, unknown Julianne Moore. Mm-hmm. He co-wrote Richie Havens' anti-war folk song Handsome Johnny. That is Louis Gossett Jr.
Wow.
Jennifer Lawrence starred as It Girl Lisa in a commercial for MTV's My Super Sweet 16. Christopher Walken was our lion tamer. Did drag in the music video for Jenny Lewis is Just One of the Guys. That's actually two answers here. Anne Hathaway and Brie Larson. The other person who was in that video in drag was Kristen Stewart, but she only has the Oscar nomination. And finally, the person who lent his voice and likeness to the PlayStation 4 game Until Dawn, that was Rami Malek.
Oh, interesting. All right. The only actor with one Academy Award nomination that I have left out is Stanley Tucci. He was nominated for his role as the serial killer in The Lovely Bones in 2009. Oh, and then the non-woody plant.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, right? The non-woody plant is the Highland banana in Papua New Guinea. Bananas are technically herbs and not trees, which is my new favorite fact.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, and Pulitzer Prize-winning authors, including who have won twice, were starting from the beginning, Booth Tarkington, who won for The Magnificent Ambersons and then for Alice Adams, William Faulkner for two of his lesser-known works, A Fable and The Reavers, and most recently, John Updike for Rabbit is Rich and Rabbit at Rest. So that's all the questions we had. And if we did not get to your call or your email today, I apologize for that. Dana will be back next week in his usual place. And thanks so much for joining us today. Thanks to Kira and Cameron for the panel. Thanks to Joanne for manning the staffing the phones. And have a good weekend, everybody.
Bye.